is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says he's waiting until the last moment before issuing a decision about joining Israel in military strikes against Iran's nuclear program.
Things change. I mean, especially with war. Things change with war. It can go from one extreme to the other.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem is directing all U.S. government employees and their family members to shelter in place until further notice. This as Iran launches missiles at Israel, including Tel Aviv, and targets elsewhere overnight, as BBC's Dan Johnson reports.
One of those sites is a hospital in Beersheba, a city further south in Israel. There was a direct hit on one of the hospital buildings, and we've seen some quite serious damage there. A large emergency response to deal with casualties and to keep people at that hospital safe in the aftermath of that attack. The roof was on fire. The windows have been blown out.
Her case has generated intense public interest for 4 years, and yesterday Karen Reed heard the verdict on her second-degree murder charges in the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend. WBZ's Emma Friedman.
On day four of deliberations, Karen Reed is found not guilty of second-degree murder, manslaughter while under the influence of liquor, and leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death. She was found guilty of operating under the influence of liquor.
The State Department is restarting the paused process for international student visas, but applicants' social media accounts will be under increasing scrutiny. CBS's Olivia Gazis explains.
Student visa applicants will now be asked to set their social media profiles to public. Consular officers will be instructed to look for, quote, any indications of hostility toward the United States. A senior State Department official said the U.S. would now resume scheduling visa interviews, which had been temporarily suspended by the Trump administration.
It's the 19th of June now, Juneteenth, marking the day enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, learned they were free in 1865.
Frank Smith at the African American Civil War Museum and Memorial says no one believed that people in Galveston, Texas, didn't know President Lincoln had signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863.
They knew that somewhere in Texas, in the deep crevices and corners of Texas, there probably was some last holdout down there, some Confederates.
So he says the Army sent General Granger there with four black regiments to mop up.
America had gone from a slaveocracy to a democracy.
Smith says the black troops stayed for 2 years to make sure the formerly enslaved were paid wages and treated with respect. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Eric has strengthened to an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm as it nears Mexico. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers with back taxes to the IRS. Billions in tax relief is now being made available to struggling taxpayers, giving thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars in savings away to those who qualify. If you're facing wage garnishment, threatening letters, audits, liens, levies, or already in a payment plan, you can now expedite the resolution to your tax problem, end collections, and even qualify to reduce a large portion of what you owe. Stop IRS Debt has established a relief hotline for you to call to check what savings and options you qualify for. Dial 800-236-0285. With many people facing job loss and rising cost of living, these special IRS initiatives are designed to aid delinquent taxpayers with the relief that they need to get a fresh start. For a free consultation to see what savings you qualify for, call 800-236-0285. 800-236-0285. 800-236-0285.
Honda is working its way into the space business.
The automaker successfully tested an experimental reusable rocket in northern Japan. A 20-foot-tall rocket climbed to almost 1,000 feet, then came back down, landing just a foot away from where it had taken off. Honda hopes to pull off a suborbital launch in 2029. It says its future rockets could be used to set up satellite-based communications and monitor global warming. Japan's space agency and some Japanese startups are also looking to get into the satellite launching game. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Climate change is on track to reduce by 11% in the year 2100 the food crops that today provide two-thirds of humanity's nutritional intake. That's from a major report just issued by a dozen top climate scientists. They say every additional degree of warming reduces the world's ability to produce food from those crops by nearly 5% of current daily consumption. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
W-R-J-N. Meteorologist Rodney Price, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms lingering through the overnight. Light northwest winds and morning lows will start off in the lower 60s. Now for your early morning hours, a few showers around, then gradual clearing, highs reaching the mid and upper 70s, currently 65 degrees.
WRJN can buy. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me Maybe tomorrow.
crystal blue persuasion.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance. said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't ever caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time.
Oh, For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Out. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
WRJN. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
If I have faith. lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
WRJN.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your.
in life unkind.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Done.
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. midnight confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
Tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, get down on my knees for you.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming.
is gonna save my reputation.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
La, yeah, hey, boyfriend's back.
Boy, boy, look out now.
La, hey, boyfriend's back.
Boy, well, I can see you coming, so you better get up running all right now. Yeah, 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 yeah,
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Dangerous hours in Israel. An Iranian missile slammed into a high-rise residential building in a Tel Aviv suburb. Another made a direct hit on a major hospital in Beersheba. Dozens of injuries have been reported. More on the hospital from BBC's Dan Johnson in Jerusalem.
The roof was on fire. The window.